Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Tongue gets twisted, other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say.
Oh yes, some days life feels perfect, and other days it's just somehow. But then we're just getting started and we have a scheduled commercial break coming up already. Let's allow that one to slide and we're back to get started right into life lessons.
Mwana paleka ekufombinga lo ela landulako pamwe no Parapez de tolundulukile komkalo elongifolo prepaid go sim tofutu ko khulo enyala ke dolefela dike mokasim keshe omwa kwatero shalishe gigabyte omlongo nanano ovo unana tango mito yo kuricharge no kulimonena owawe data konda do iwaya tuwa pomo doropa toshininge fimbo keshe olove wapumbwa ila ulimoneno ka Parapez go sim koe menti kikeshe ololi lipo pepinave emango no malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa power yo next chat stream call with Parates.
Always Parates.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
my friend
staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
A very good evening to you, Life Listen listeners and the Eagle FM faithful listeners. Welcome to yet another episode of Life Listen's Right You on your number one talk radio station. Now, of course, I was saying sometimes life seems perfect and other days, that's the voice of Toby Mac, always what we start off. I didn't want to close off Uncle Fly's a show just like that for people who and I know he has really faithful listeners who enjoy his shows. It wouldn't have been fair for me to actually just close it off like that without letting him to finish what he had to say. But yeah, you know, welcome to Life Lessons right here on this Saturday evening. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju. Now, of course, sometimes you wonder, do people really take notes of what we talk about here? Are they impacted by it? Do they have some input they would also want to share? You know, sometimes you just wonder about those things. They, of course, yeah. Now, of course, today I feel like us talking about, yeah, some days life seems perfect. Other days it just seems somehow, you know, it just seems like, like you're just surviving, you know, like as if you're just surviving, which I think feels so much like that this very day. Now, on this particular Saturday, it's been raining heavily. It's been raining quite, you know, like sort of like a surprise. One moment it rained, another moment it somehow, but yeah, nonetheless, we're here now. I almost even thought that maybe I might not be able to make it to work today. But interestingly, the cab that as I stepped out of the house to walk to go and take a taxi, there's this particular blue taxi that just at the main tent, and he said I must hop into the car without even hearing where I'm going. And there I was outside trying to tell him to first ask where I'm going. And he's like, get in. When I opened the door, and he's like, open the door. When I opened the door, I just hit my face with the door in the face. You know, it's raining heavily. I've got my coat on, you know, with a hat and, another cloth on top so I don't get rained, soaked in the rain. No, I didn't want to make a Yango because Yango can be so expensive, especially when it's on a rainy day. I appreciate Yango on Sundays, especially when I'm going to church with my kids, because then I feel like it's very reasonable and very affordable compared to me paying a whole cab for like the whole space for all the people. But yeah, but otherwise on a rainy season and or at night, no, please. Mm-mm. I leave Yango for other people because it can be ridiculously expensive. But otherwise, I do appreciate that how sometimes people can really just surprise you. Complete strangers will just show you love, you know, and just make you feel like, oh wow, you know, that's nice. And he was determined to take me wherever it is that I'm going, because apparently he can't allow me to be soaked in the rain, you know. And I was like, oh wow, thank you so much, you know. So I think it's sometimes those little gestures that we need to appreciate people for, you know. We need to appreciate people for being there for us, even when we didn't expect it, even complete strangers, even sometimes very close loved ones, you know. People can really just show up for you, show you the love and show you their attention and all that kind of stuff. It's something sometimes I feel like we do take for granted, you know. Ever since I met my best friend, who happens to be female, praise the Lord. Yeah, you know, because my friend says that a boy and a girl can't be friends unless one of them is gay. I stand to be corrected on that. And maybe I shouldn't say it particularly like that. But yeah, she says apparently, yeah, same sex people can't be friends. Two opposite sex can't be friends unless something is going on, like apparently like that. With time, you may end up falling in love with your friend, and your friend might end up falling in love with you. That needs to be tested and proven. But yeah, maybe it's true. You know, you might be completely neutral, just considering the next person is your friend, and the next person might actually be falling in love with you and wishing that they can have you as their spouse or something like that. So nonetheless, I think it just requires caution, when it comes to friendship with your opposite sex. You can literally, I think, fall in love with the next person. They can fall in love with you, and before you know it, oh my word. And imagine now for a married woman who's becoming very close with the opposite sex, you begin to ask yourself, imagine after some time, you know, the other person might become so close to you and start comparing you to their spouse. Not so long ago, I had a couple that has been married together for how many years? Over 20 years. And they spoke about emotional infidelity. Yo, that thing hit me hard and hard to the core. Like, they use emotional infidelity. But it makes sense because you can be married to your spouse, and then there's this particular colleague you always confide in, and they just seem to understand you, and they just seem to get you. They always give you the right solution, and then you become more comfortable to talk to them. And before, with time, and because you work together, you see them in the morning every time, you know, when you're down, you talk to them, and that becomes emotional infidelity. Although I guess it's not exactly the same for everyone. There are really some people who are gifted with counseling, you know, with a gift of wisdom, with a gift of counseling, and they can well counsel you and give you some guidance without anything attached. For some people, it's just sort of like their calling, their job, their talent, let's put it, their gift, let's put it like that. And yeah, that, so we can't really pinpoint and say all communication with the opposite sex is wrong and whatsoever. I would just say, of course, caution needs to be done. But then when a girl and a boy are talking to each other for hours every day in the evenings, nah, man, that one is just off, you know? That one is just off. I don't think that'll be, unless they are going somewhere, unless these two people are planning to get married or something. But otherwise, if it's a casual so-called friendship that requires the opposite sex to be speaking to each other for hours on phone call, then that can't be innocent. And it, because it will invoke some feelings. We are human beings and we are emotional beings, you know. There's a conversation sometimes that I'll have with my friend. You know how annoyed sometimes she and I will get when you have shared your number with somebody, and sometimes this person is a friend or an acquaintance or whatever, and they are a male person, and then they tend to be calling you every day or texting you every day. You're like, boy, please, why are you texting me every day? I'm not your spouse. Like, why are you calling me every single day? And you know, my friend, she's like, even though I'm single, that doesn't mean you have the right to call me at 10 o'clock in the night. I mean, give me some privacy. You know, just the other day, interestingly, I was talking to her sister of mine, and she's married. And so I called her actually because we had some unfinished business. I needed to tell her of a place where we're going to be, of something that we were going to be doing together the next day. And so I needed to give her that feedback. So when I was calling her, she didn't pick up, and that was 7 or 8. Somewhere there, probably 8 o'clock. So she got back to me like at 10 o'clock, and I deliberately decided that, you know what, sweetheart, I'm not going to pick your call because, and there's a female, I was like, it's late, I'm not interested in picking your call. You know, there are times where you really just want your privacy, and you would want people to respect your privacy, you know. The other time my friend put on a status, and she said, you know what, sometimes it's not a secret, it's just none of your business, which is true. I think sometimes we become so close to people that we become mindful of their business. We shouldn't be the case, yeah. So let me not lose track of the other story. Let me finish it. So now this particular friend, who is married, yeah, this particular sister, she is married. And, so then she called me back at 10 o'clock. I deliberately decided I'm not going to pick it because I wasn't sleeping. No, but I was just like, I'm not interested in taking a call now because it's 10 o'clock and I want to focus on other things. And I'm really somebody who respects her space, and I want people to respect my space, especially late at night. That's the time when my brain wants to shut off. I want to do my things. You understand? If I'm reading a book, I want to be reading a book. If I'm dealing with something, I want to be in my house. You understand? Not dealing with other things. You get? Not, I'm literally at that point. I don't want to be, on phone or working or whatever or doing other stuff. And even if it's to read or, I'm talking about now studying, I don't want to do heavy things at that time, you know, late at night. I prefer studying rather in the morning, early in the morning when my mind is fresh. So now in the evening, I feel like more being relaxed back and doing what I want to do at that point. If it's writing something, then so be it. If it's reading a book, then so be it. If it's, maybe watching a particular message on my phone, then so be it, without any disturbance. So now
interestingly, the next day she called me back, and she called me back quite so early, you know, those days when you feel like you're so tired, you know, like I was feeling as if my body was beaten for, I don't know, some reason. I had done heavy laundry last weekend, and then I was going up and down, and then that particular day when I woke up, I was very exhausted, but she called me so early in the morning, to which I really wanted to still cancel the call, but I had to take it. But nonetheless, it's just one of those things that, you know, sometimes you discuss about to see, you know, we tend to, you know, go into people's spaces or go overboard just because the person is your friend or you're even your best friend for that matter. Doesn't mean that they owe you everything. We should learn to respect people, respect their space, and respect respect their space and respect their environment, respect their decisions. Just because somebody is a very close person to you, even for couples, even for married couples, I've heard my pastor talk about, and nothing that he's hiding from his wife or the wife hiding from him. He said he respects his wife's phone. He doesn't go about snooping in her inbox. And these are two people who really love each other and are faithful to each other. It's two people who believe adultery is a sin, right? So the man is not about committing adultery or cheating on his wife. Yeah, you know, there are people who you can look at their lives and you can really vouch that, yeah, this person respects his spouse or she respects her marriage. You know, there are people like that, and it's attainable. I'm telling you, I look at certain people, I look at certain couples, you know, people that I know personally who I know, this person fears to cheat on God more than they fear to cheat on their wife or their husband. You know, people whom they know that if my husband travels to the north now for a month or whatsoever, be it, I know that he's going to be faithful, because this person fears to cheat on God more than they fear to cheat on me. There are people who are like that. And of course, yet you do find some people who maybe they fall. Yeah. But then falling also just doesn't just, you just don't wake up one day and boom, you slept to someone else. It takes steps and time, you know. Okay. Maybe. But then, yeah. But then there are people also who don't respect their marriage covenant. They go about, it's like cheating on their spouse is common. It's okay. They say society does it, so it's no big deal. You know, you should have moral standards for yourself. I mean, why would you go about doing that? You first need to respect yourself before you even, you know, you need to respect your vows. I mean, you need to respect yourself. Like, why would you go about sleeping with everybody, you know, like, or cheating? And anyway, that's a topic for another day. But then, yeah. So this, the point I wanted to draw out here is that, you know, he told us that he doesn't go about sleeping in his wife's phone. He respects her privacy, and she too, vice versa. And then, you know, when I think people really trust each other to that particular level, and yeah, but that doesn't mean he can't go through her phone. Maybe when it's necessary, maybe to look for something where she says, pick up my call or do whatever. That doesn't mean she can't go through his phone and stuff like that. I think it's just for, you know, I don't want you to see, maybe, you know, there are times where, for instance, there are some people who might text the opposite sex and say, oh, thank you, darling, or thank you, maybe because it's a thing they usually do, and then the wife might misinterpret it and say, huh, what, husband, someone is calling you darling. So I think it's a point of maturity. Yeah, now there should be maturity even in marriage, and maturity in friendship, there are certain levels that we need to get to where we respect each other's boundaries, even in siblings. You know, there are certain things, you know, just the other time I was telling myself, you know what, I don't want to be so involved. You know, my sister is having a particular event that is coming up, and it's her event, you know, and I'm her big sister, of course, but I was just cautioning myself to say, you know what, Happy, I don't want you to be so overly involved in your sister's particular event. If she wants to ask you maybe to do this and to do that, then hallelujah, yeah, I would gladly be happy to do it. But if she doesn't, then please, it's no big deal, you understand, because she doesn't ask you. Maybe she's gonna ask a friend, so she's gonna run around herself maybe. But then maybe I could offer to say, should you need anything, be free to reach out, I can run some errands for you. But when she doesn't, I shouldn't see there's a big deal. Just because she's my sister, just because I'm her big sister, doesn't mean she's entitled, you know, to plug me in everything that she does, you know. You know, so I think we shouldn't become busybodies. We shouldn't become people who are overly concerned with other people's businesses. Even with colleagues, you know, I'm a particular person who likes to be concerned with my business. I'm not interested in knowing this, this, and this. There are certain things that interest me, but there are also certain things that I'm not interested in. You understand? I want to mind my business, and I want the same respect, for minding my business that I won't poke into your business. You understand? And I'm so grateful that the environment I walk in is not a toxic one. It's really where people respect each other. You know, we bond and get along, and yet we respect each other. We respect each other's boundaries, and which is good, which is a good thing. You understand? So you need to get to a point whereby you're not overly concerned with other people's businesses. Other people's business is not your business until someone actually lets you in on what they want to let you know. Then otherwise, stay in your lane and mind your own business, you know? Some things are really not secretive. And the same goes for church as well, you know? The moment where people start being so overly concerned about a sister or a brother, there are certain concerns which are understandable. Sometimes you have a burden over somebody and you really want to be concerned over them and you're really concerned over them and that kind of stuff. But otherwise, if not so, then rather allow people to do their own things. You understand? You don't know. Don't be asking so many questions, unnecessary questions that make the next person kind of like start wondering about you. You know, like, why are you always asking so much about me? Why are you always so concerned about, you know, something like that? I trust that I'm making a point here. So really, It's really about having boundaries and respecting people's privacy, you know. And I think that is what makes relationships, good relationships, that's what makes good relationships and makes relationships to stand out. That is by minding our own business and respecting people's boundaries. Like, for instance, you know, a friend could say, I'm traveling somewhere and it's not really your business to ask. Sometimes you could ask unless they tell you, okay, but otherwise having to ask details about certain things or even people's projects, financial projects, and you want to know everything to the core because you think, okay, I'm their friend and I'm entitled to knowing it. No, that in the long run, some of these things actually, destroy relationships. They break down relationships. But then when you have, respect for people's, privacy, that, you know, makes them to trust you even the more. I'm the person. I wouldn't want, if I by any chance, you know, I'm perhaps making the next person feel discouraged or about maybe getting, you know, about or questioning my friendship with them, questioning my relationship with them, questioning my sisterhood with them, my brotherlyhood with them, questioning it to say, why is Happy always in my business? I'd rather want that person to say, you know what, Happy, I think you're stepping overboard. And yeah, and then we correct it. You understand? Yeah. So really, we need to respect people's boundaries, you all. Don't be overly concerned with people's businesses unless they do allow you in, you know. There's a particular meme that I saw. Is it the meme or is it a particular thing that I saw that not everybody is qualified to know where you stay and all that kind of stuff? Some relationships or some connections need to end at church, at work, at school, you know, at other places. And I used to be this naive girl who just allows everybody that's smiling with me. Like I would allow everybody into my space. Like, you know, you're welcome to come in. Yeah. I learned with time that no man, and I learned it also from a particular sister of mine. She's the one friend she loves with everybody, but the one friend she has is one of our sisters. And she's the only one who would even come to her place, to her room. That's the only person that will come and visit her. Otherwise, everybody else, she engages with them outside the, and that kind of stuff. Because, hey, you know what? You know, when you give people too much information about yourself, they tend to disrespect you and they tend to become overly entitled. They tend to, you know, there was a time I had a friend and I, And later on was even telling myself, like, happy you share everything with this person, which is very wrong. You know, it's not right. You shouldn't share everything with everyone, even with your spouse. You don't share everything. Yeah. No. Tomorrow when you're having an argument or disagreement, they will use it against you. Yeah. But you say your mom this and your uncle that. And you know, and it's going to hurt your feelings. And if there's anything that really, hurts my feelings is when somebody takes what I confided in them in secret. Like it was just the two of us. I confided in you. And then we're having a disagreement and then boom, you throw that bomb back at me. That on its own already tells me I am not telling you anything further from this point. It hurts because, I mean, hey, if you're going to throw that in my face, then how much more things that I'm going to tell you more again, you're going to throw them in my face. But yeah, you know, I think those are lessons that we ought to learn in life. And some of these things, we learn them by experience. We learn them with time. We don't always, we learn them with time. It's not always that, you know things, but you with time, with the negative consequences that come with it, you tend to learn. And yeah, so you make peace with certain things and you move on. Yeah. But otherwise, really, when it comes to matters of privacy, it's something that we need to exercise, not only with confidential information, but also privacy to an extent, so to say. Let me allow you privacy. Let me allow you to deal with your things without my interference. When we respect your privacy and whatnot. Let me really give you boundaries. Let me give you time to thrive. Yeah. It's life. It's life. But yeah, I hope that you all are doing well. I'm doing well myself. You know, it's when I get into certain conversations like this that sometimes it's as if you're comforting also your own heart and telling yourself and also growing yourself. You know, you grow yourself as well. It's as if you encourage yourself also, you motivate yourself also. You tell yourself certain boundaries, that you need to keep for yourself because it's life. I mean, we learn by hearing, we learn by listening to certain things. And then you'll be like, okay, you know what? I think that is what I ought to do, I ought not to do. Oh, maybe here I've gone too far. Or maybe I should stretch myself a little bit more in this particular angle and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yep. But nonetheless, I think we should pause here now for a commercial break and a musical break. Now, should you be interested in coming through, sharing your opinion or asking questions or bringing up, so we can discuss together, 083-288-401 is the number in studio. That is 083-288-401, the number in studio. Grab your coffee, your hot chocolate, and, yeah. Let's get the ball rolling. Let me keep your company right here. Your cappuccino, whatsoever, because it's so cold. Just the other day, talking about coffee, I bought coffee. I deliberately bought it while it was on sale. I'm not really a coffee lover, but then I think it's something that I would want to have. I'm even asking myself, why did I even buy coffee? Yeah, because I'm usually a tea lover, and I have some tea bags, and the kids, I would want them to take tea, but then I bought fresh milk and cremola. Although I would prefer to have my coffee with fresh milk, I bought some cremola because it gives some sort of taste. So grab your coffee and your tea and your hot chocolate, and warm yourself up and go buy yourself, those things when they are on sale. A lesson I've learned from a friend of mine: buy stuff when they're on sale and buy them in bulk so that for the next couple of months, you don't have to buy again. Because I mean, if you're going to need to use it for a while, if you can afford, of course, there comes a time when really you're surviving on the little that you have, but it won't be long. Yeah. It won't be long before your situation actually changes. So stay motivated and stay grounded. Life does turn around. Even though it may seem dry now, things do turn around. So stay tuned right here on your number one talk radio station. We pause here for a commercial break and then a musical break. I'll be back to keep you company on this beautiful, cozy Saturday. Stay tuned right here on Eagle FM. Bye-bye for now.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be.
Stay by me. Trust this.
goes where you go. That's international travel insurance through NHP. We facilitate cover of up to 10 million Namibian dollars per member for medical emergencies abroad as part of your membership. No extra charge. To receive your policy within minutes, simply register at nhp.com.na before you travel. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
When the night has come, when the night has come and the land is dark. When the night has come, when the night has come and the land is dark. And the moon is the only light. And the moon is the only light. And the moon is the only light. We will see.
When the night,
when the night has come,
has come,
the night has come and the land is dark.
And the land is dark.
And the moon
is the only light we'll see.
No,
I won't
be afraid.
Be afraid.
No, I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
No, I won't be afraid.
Just as long.
Actually title our conversation today, but we're going to be looking at a whole lot of different things under today's topic, of course. And what's the topic? You know what? You'll figure it out as we go with time. And of course, listening to the song about Stand By Me, interesting also, and quite motivating and quite reflecting. You know, I tend to remember, and recently I have been reflecting, especially this past week, I have been reflecting on where I came from, you know, looking back at how life used to be. My goodness, hardcore, very difficult. Some years ago, not
too long ago, some couple of years ago, you know, 5 years ago to be maybe specific, 5-6 years ago, I felt like my world was drowning and that I would never actually stand up out of the gutter or out of the valley where I was in. And looking back now, I would say slowly but surely, steadily, we have made progress. And I wouldn't really credit this progress to myself. I would say I did stay motivated during those times. Of course, there were times where I was despaired and discouraged. But one thing about me, I was very vocal in reaching out to people and speaking. I was this type of person. If I find you a complete stranger and I feel like talking about something that's off that day, that maybe I'm not so fine, you know what? The conversation, the ball will keep rolling. And that really helped me so much. Now, for some people, whatever you may be going through now and maybe feel like the world looks like it's crumbling down on you. For some of you, sometimes you have graduated and don't have a job. You know, it reminds me of a particular sister whom I really also dearly love so much. She got married last year. You know, when you're getting married, it's all very exciting. You feel like, you know, everything is gonna just align. You're getting married and you just graduated that particular year. Early that year you graduated and you're getting married October. And yeah, in that time she actually had a job where she was working at a particular company, and they had told her they're giving her 6 months probation or something like that. And guess what? After December holidays or so, they were not paying her, so she had to actually leave the job. She quit the job after a couple of months of them not paying her salary. And I looked at her, and I could see, no, you know, when you have been in a particular situation yourself, you can almost easily identify when the next person is going through a hard time. The signs are there, you know. They don't have to open their mouth. Their body language speaks a lot. Yeah. And you can quite identify. And the nice thing about that, you having been in a place where you needed comfort yourself and God has been able to comfort you, you become a better candidate or a better person to be able to comfort the next person. You're more emotionally connected to that person, or you are more you're more inclined, you know, you're more sort of like attentive, you know. You wouldn't want to say something that will really trigger them, and you wouldn't want to say something that will hurt them further. You want to be more cautious. You're more cautious. I think that's the right word I'm looking for. You're more cautious around that person. So you know what? I saw her and I could see she was down. Yeah, as much as she just got married last year, October, as much as she just graduated beginning of last year, and now she doesn't have a job. And of course, this doubt means that one person's income that has to cater for two people, you know. I looked at her and I'm like, oh God, please do come through for your daughter. But at that point, really, you feel like the whole world is crumbling down, as much as, you know, it becomes sort of like a burden. You don't really, you are in a place where you wish to enjoy what it is that you have now, what it is that you wished for back then, what it is that you prayed for. But at that point, you're so down, you're so discouraged, you can't really, you try to motivate yourself and you need to rely on other people, you know. You know what I did? There's something that I had actually bought for myself. It was actually a commentary Bible. And even though I already have another one, I felt like, you know what, let me gift her with this one, because I know she always wanted one. I know she will appreciate it. And it was still intact and it's plastic. And I just decided, you know what, let me do that so that she can be encouraged and motivated. You know, because I was looking for a gift that I know she would appreciate. And I know to the core, she would appreciate that one so much the more. So sometimes I think... when somebody, you can identify that the next person is going through so much, even buying them a chocolate and writing a short note, you know, to them to say, I see you, I appreciate you, you know, be strengthened and the Lord keep you, you know, be motivated. You will soon have a job, you know, even if you can't really see that they will soon. Sometimes it's just about encouraging the next person and saying, yeah, it will happen eventually, you know, it will happen. Don't worry. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. You know, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's really one of those things that sometimes you have to come through for others. So now this is life. Life has its ups and its ups and downs. And I did hear a colleague of mine tell me that, and when we are going through a lot and sometimes we are angry about a lot of things that are happening around us. And, you know, sometimes you don't really realize that you are angry, but the actions and the things that you do point that you are angry. Sometimes you're angry with somebody or angry at the situation that you felt like you wanted it to change, but hasn't changed in a very long time. And you feel discouraged and demotivated. And it's at that point where you really just want to lean on somebody, to lift you up out of the dungeon and to strengthen you. So really it's about, in this life, it's about, lifting up others when they are down. It's about motivating one another when we are discouraged. And don't be scared to reach out. You know, don't be scared to speak out. Don't be scared to seek for help, and don't be scared to, and you know what, don't despair either. The situation does not remain permanent forever. Situations do change, you know, situations do change and things do turn around, and you'll be surprised few years from now. And I know sometimes when you're going through so much, you don't want to hear it. Yes, you want to come out of that situation now, right now, at that very particular moment. And I wouldn't blame you for that, because sometimes the situation is so dire, like it has been on for long. And sometimes you're soaking your bed or soaking your pillow with tears, and you're praying also. You're a person of faith, and you're exercising faith until you come to a point you feel like, oh my goodness, should I really still continue to exercise faith? But you know what? Don't be discouraged. Continue to keep on going. Continue to do that which is helping you to stay grounded and motivated. If it is listening to particular messages that are strengthening you, then continue to do that. If it's perhaps going certain places which is motivating, giving you a source of motivation, then please continue to do that. You know, continue to just do that, that which is working for you. Everybody has some sort of mechanism that is a coping mechanism, and when things feel really, really hard, just know that they will get better with time. And yes, what they always say, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Now for you who is going through so much right now, please be encouraged and don't lose hope, because this life is a rolling ball. You'll be surprised that tomorrow, if you hang on, your tomorrow is going to be bright. You know, lately I've been thinking about, you know, sometimes very successful people, very prominent people who have made it in life out there. I don't really want to say made it in life, because, you know, you can be in your own world, in your own village, and you made it in life. You know what? We can't all be in the city. We can't all be presidents. We can't all be ministers. Some of us have to be kindergarten teachers. Some of us have to be school teachers. Some of us have to be, just that particular role that you are playing. It might look insignificant, like it's not making impact, but it's actually motivating and making an impact in other people's lives. Our life on its own speaks volume. There are some people who are just encouraged and motivated by you. Sometimes people look at the things that you've gone through, the challenges that you've gone through, and you motivate them so that when they are going through their own challenges, they are motivated, because they saw you push through. You know, there was a time where I had an abscess. It was some years ago, and it was painful. It was almost close to my butt. And it was so painful. And, reflected on how my son had an abscess, and I think that time he was probably 7-8 years old, and he squeezed it himself without crying. And then I motivated myself to say, happy if your son also was able to squeeze this abscess, and it was strong, then you should do the same. You know, so you see, other people become motivated, other people's lifestyle becomes a motivation to us. Sometimes you just remind yourself of how Selma has been able to remain strong even after losing her daughter, or, you know, losing a loved one. They've gone on to remain strong. Sometimes those looking at other people's lifestyle is exactly what we need to keep us motivated and keep us strong. So please don't be discouraged and don't despair. Don't look down on yourself, the little progress that you're making day by day. Sometimes all you need is to get through the day, right? Don't think about tomorrow. Think about that of where you are today, and getting through today is on its own already a blessing in disguise, because tomorrow even comes and you get through it. But yeah, you know, this is Life Lessons. Let's pause here now. There is a commercial break that is coming up, popping up. I'll take also a musical break and we'll be back to continue. Please stay tuned right here on your number one talk radio station.
Pogora o kuhinga wa riko hiyo dungo, peha jo kuhinga uriko hiyo dungo. Pogora o kuhinga ondapo jiyuthwa, peha jo kuhinga ondapo ya pitirira. Pogora o kutaguru kira po mataguru kiro, peha jo kupita o warasha ampoka. Pogora ishewe o kurundura o mataira we, peha jo kukutu. Pogora o kuninga shukasho mojira mo patevitu, eto kupita o umwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okone ushe ndife nawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Yeah, before we actually go for that musical break, you know, I tell you, life is an interesting roller coaster. Just when you don't get discouraged, something good comes your way. Just when you feel like, oh my word, I'm about to give, I'm giving up. It doesn't feel like I'm actually going to, make it out of this. Just then something beautiful, comes up with, you know, in your life. And yeah, it's motivating and it's encouraging. Or somebody comes up and just motivates you and encourages you. That's what life is all about. You all is, I think, when it's a rainy day, you need to know that you need which particular umbrella is gonna be helpful, able to hold you down in the rain. And you know what? Rainy days are not forever. Rainy days come and they do go, and the sun comes back again. You know, I like to say that the sun doesn't stay in the clouds forever. That particular situation that you've been going through does have an expiry date. So don't be discouraged, don't be despaired. This is life, and some of the things that we go through, it's like our life lessons that we're going to be able to speak about tomorrow to motivate the next person that's going through it. You know, do you know that for you to actually give a testimony tomorrow is because of something bad or something challenging happened to your way. For you to actually be able to tell the next person that, you know what, I'm now, doing this and this and that, you know, happily, knowing that, you've come out of the valley. It's because you were once in the valley. So you can't reach on the mountaintop without first, starting from the bottom of it. So you'll be able to tell the story and how you climbed to the mountain, and it's going to be actually, you look back and you're like, oh my word, I can't believe that I passed through that and actually I made it out. I can't believe that I overcame that, and actually here I am. And you become a source of motivation to the next person. So really, it is about staying grounded and staying motivated. And it's at this particular point that I think I have to bring out to see, even when you are down and discouraged, refrain from doing things out of anger, refrain from going to become intoxicated, refrain from doing drugs, refrain from, you know, going excessive overboard. Sometimes all you need to do is stay in your house. If you're going to soak your pillow with tears, then so be it. If you're going to scream and cry, then so be it. You know, it is better to do that than to actually go and make yourself look like a fool out there. You understand? I know that, you know, there are some people who decide, you know what, maybe, you know, my life is not going well, let me do whatever, I don't care anymore at this point. You know what, you still, tomorrow you will look back at the situation or the choices that you made, and you wouldn't want to look back at something that you'll be feeling embarrassed about. So really, take courage and be motivated and encourage that the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Yeah. So now let's go for that musical break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place, it was brighter than tomorrow.
And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow.
There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place.
Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you.
أدرت تعرف الحب لا يمكن يكتب الحب قوي يهتم فقط بالعطاء
إذا حاولنا سوف نرى في هذا النعيم لا يمكن أن نشعر خوف من الرهبة والحياة
ما تشعر دائما الحب يساعدنا نكبر عالم أفضل.
Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
والحلم الذي نحلم سيعطينا وجه جديد والعالم الذي يمن بي سوف يلقى
Then why do we keep straying the knife in this earth crucified soul Though it's plain to see this world is heavenly Be God's glow
We could fly so high Let our spirits never die I feel you are all my brother.
It's not heavy, la khaw. معنا بكي دموع الفرحة. نرى الأم تحوي السيوف إلى الحمام.
We could really get there if you cared enough for the living. Make a little space to make a better place.
Heal the world. Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. Heal the world. Make it a better place for you. For you and for me, heal the world.
Heal me.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh, yes. Don't stop. Don't stop believing. Don't stop having faith. Don't stop being encouraged and motivated to continue with this life. You know, I think when you're also down, it's nice to read. Do we say memories or memes or memes? I don't really know which one to call it. But yeah, it's good to do that, too, because you know, what do they say? Humor. Laughter is good medicine. It can also be very good medicine. You know, sometimes you look at people and you hear their stories and you're like, oh my word, you know, people are going through much. And the fact that they overcome them should be also a motivating factor to motivate you that, you know what, whatever challenge and whatever situation you may be going through, you will certainly overcome it. But otherwise, yeah, we get it going. It's a weekend again, and we need to rest and rejuvenate and get the ball rolling again. Come back Monday, you know, sometimes we tend to, a friend of mine once put on their status that we always want to live in the next. We always believe that this is the next good thing. You know, if I get there, I'll be happier. If I
just once I get there, I'll be more happier. Once this happens, I'll be more happier. I'll be more motivated. I'll be more encouraged. I'll live a better life. Blah, 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 blah. But then we never live in the now moment. We allow those moments to pass us by. We don't live in the now moment. You know, today, was it today? No, yesterday. Yesterday when I got home, I've been, you know, I'm this particular type of person that enjoys home cooked meals over outside meals. Yeah, I do enjoy outside meals, but then if for a long time I haven't really eaten a proper meal, by proper meal I'm talking about vegetables also being included, because I'm a veggie type of person. I want today to eat macaroni or rice with butternut. Tomorrow I want to eat it with sweet potato. The next day I would want to eat it with carrot, that kind of stuff. I'm a vegetable type of person. So now, or after a while, I would want to eat a porridge with milk, you know, with ashikandela. So when I haven't actually eaten a proper meal for a long time, then my stomach feels somewhat very empty. I feel very hungry. Though I'm eating, it just doesn't feel full. I don't know if other people feel the same way. For some people, they are more of a porridge type of person. If they don't, then yeah. So interestingly, so yesterday I decided to prepare a 3-course meal sort of, which is very, very rare that I do that. So I prepared some butternut and some potatoes alongside some rice and some chicken. And my kids, all of them were like, "Mommy, thank you so much for the food." You know, something they hardly do. So it gets me questioning, these kids, they're either ungrateful or have not been committed to cooking really good meals. I don't know. But sometimes my kids actually do their own cooking. Yeah. Especially when I'm occupied with other stuff. I'm probably tired from doing laundry, although they do help here and there. We won't get much done if my hands are not involved. But yeah. And the fact that they were so appreciative, this one says, "Thank you, mommy," and this one, I was like, "Oh, wow, thank you. That is indeed something on its own." Sometimes you just need, we just need appreciation in the things that we do. Of course, it was a little bit, sometimes, you know, when kids say, we say thank you, but then it just felt different. Like they were really grateful, you know, they were very happy for that particular thing. And sometimes I actually go out of my way, make a homemade custard, but you wouldn't really hear those great thank yous. Maybe they become used to those things. It's also a good thing to give your family a treat and also give yourself a treat sometimes. You don't always have to go out, so it can cost you an arm and a leg to spoil them. Sometimes you can really just prepare something yummy at home by yourself. You know, you can decide that I'm gonna buy hot chocolate. It doesn't have to be the big one, and treat my family to a hot cup of hot chocolate, everyone. Something that you normally don't do. You can also decide to buy custard powder, fresh milk, and make them homemade custard. You follow the instructions, or you can decide to make them some pancakes. It's a Saturday, it's a Sunday, you know, you decide to just spoil your family. It sets the tone for very good mood, you know, and select maybe that really good movie that perhaps really well selected, that perhaps is quite motivating or encouraging, has a lesson to it, and sit down and watch with your kids, you know, and embrace them under your arms and let them just know that mommy loves them. You know, it's one thing about human beings, we are like it's like smoke. We are here today, tomorrow gone. And you will wish that you had given your kids a lot of love and attention. So it's really necessary that we do that. So yeah, you know, it's life, and we shouldn't always take it very seriously, you know, extremely serious, so that we'd forget to live. Let's not forget to live. Let's also remember to love one another, to care for each other, to remind each other that, hey, you are special, you are indeed appreciated, and you are indeed loved. Yeah, it's necessary also. And even when the kids do really good stuff, you know, the other day my son washed the dishes for the first time without complaining and without saying, "I'm gonna wash some and I'm gonna wash half and leave for my brother half." And you know what, I told him to come so I can give him a hug. I believe I did say, "Thank you, Paul, for washing dishes." But the next day I said, "Come here, I want to give you a hug and a kiss because you washed the dishes." You know, I don't know what's up with washing dishes, that people or kids don't really like it. They'll prefer cooking over excuse me, washing dishes, and I was very appreciative of that, which he did. So I told him he should come over so I can give him a hug. And I had this thing that, you know, as parents, we tend to complain over the bad things that our kids do or the shortcomings that they don't do. But we hardly say thank you for the good that they do. So it's quite necessary and very important that we show love out there. And it's not just to the kids. It's to our colleagues as well. When a person has really done you good, it's good to remember to say thank you. Gratitude goes a long way because, hey, it motivates them to do even the more. It motivates them to really do much more apart from that which they have done at a particular moment. Yeah, so really, it's about that. Yeah, for now, let's pause right here. Again, take a trip to the marketplace, and musical break is coming your way.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora esatu imwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile konderewa, vera hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm, and I know it's been coming for some time now. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day, and I know, shining down like water. Sunny day.
until your heart stops kick drum beating. When it's hard times, when it's long days, and the enemy is right up in your face. When your back's against the ropes and you're feeling all alone, keep fighting the good. Step, giving you the next breath. I'll be the voice saying you're gonna make it. When you're out there on your own, you are never alone. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. 'Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good, fighting the good.
Oh yes, welcome back to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Yeah, I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, keeping you company this time around. You're still very safe within my voice. I wanted to say within my hands, but yeah. Nonetheless, this is a show where we try to encourage each other and motivate each other right here. And of course, take experiences of people. Now today I am in studio solo with you. Just you and I, you know? So yeah. Of course, we're talking about life and lessons that we can learn from life itself. Now, of course, I just speak about life being a rolling ball. It really does change with time. Doesn't stay constant all the time. Now it's beginning of the year, and there's so many things that on our table. I would say let's not take more than we can chew, but yeah. Some things really do require time for you to observe and see that, hey, I think this is exactly what I need, you know? I was reflecting now on thinking about, you know, when you need sort of like encouragement and motivation, you just know on whose status to go. You know, status is a way of also lifting up one another. You just know which status to go, on whose status to go and read about something to motivate you. And when you know you need something to laugh, you also know just on whose status to go. There's a particular person that I know always poses should I say rubbish, funny stuff and all that kind of stuff. So the other day, I met him and I was like, hey, you stop posting rubbish on your status. You know, it's necessary that, you keep being at motivation in people's lives. There are times when people should know you that when somebody wants, something, they know that you're not the type of person that just would post unnecessary stuff, you know, or wouldn't say things that are out of the blue or out of the norm, you know, but rather something that is motivating and encouraging. Therefore, they'll look forward to coming to view your status for that matter. It's something even as tiny as that.
other things are also, as people know that, you know what, I can go to Selma and ask advice on this and that, and I will know that my situation is safe with Selma. And other people, of course, you just know that I can't go to this person, seek for any advice whatsoever. Why? Because I know that they would spread it, and it wouldn't be safe. So also how you carry yourself out there, how you position yourself, how you really put yourself out there is very important in its of significance. So it's important that we really position ourselves in such a manner that, yeah, you know, that other people will be motivated and encouraged. So really, it's interesting how things have been unfolding already in the beginning of the year, and we are in February already. I mean, just not so long ago we entered into the new year. It was January, and here we are in February, and that's just like that. The year gets rolling by quite fast enough than we have anticipated it to last, you know, and before you know it, really, we are in December. But at this point in this particular year, I would want to say, don't start off with being taking things too harsh on yourself. Be motivated, encouraged, yes, but also be cautious and be careful about grabbing too much to chew at one time. Don't grab too much to chew, and also avoid trying to impress people. You know, sometimes people live their lives in such a manner that they want to impress the next person, and I think that it sets us up for disaster or even for failure, so to say. Don't live your life to please people. Live your life as your life, you know. Live within your means. Do that which is pleasing you, that which is, you know, that you're able to afford, that you're able to. Don't live your life in such a manner that you're living in competition, you know. You know, sometimes we look at people and we look at their clothing and we say, I wish, of course, there's nothing wrong with wishing that you could dress a particular way as well. There's nothing wrong with, you know, desiring certain things, but, you know, don't push yourself to say, the little that I have, my groceries, I'm gonna shop them, that expensive blazer, because I want to fit in. You know, all my life, I really, I thank God that I've not been a person who would want to do things just to please people or wear brands. Brands have not been my thing, and they still not are. I would rather buy something because I think it looks good on me, that I would buy. Whether I'm buying it from Pep, whether I'm buying it from Chinatown, or I'm buying it from Edgar's, or I happen to, you know, yeah, like that. So I'm really not a person who I wear brands specifically because it's a brand. That's why I'm wearing it. I rather wear something that I know will complement the next thing. If I'm going to find a nice top in Fashion World that's going to complement a beautiful skirt from Edgar's alongside with, I don't know what, a beautiful scarf from Chinatown, then so be it, you know. And maybe very nice, comfortable shoes from Pep, then so be it, you know. So really, we shouldn't go out of our ways just to please people. And let me tell you something. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's because I don't even know brands. I'm not interested in knowing brands, you know. You might wear your expensive thing there, and you think, oh, everybody's eyes on me, thinking that I'm a very expensive person, or I'm a rich person, I can afford this and that. You'd be surprised that people don't even know the price of what you're wearing. So I'm really not, I haven't been a person of brands, even though my cousins themselves, back then when we were very young, and a particular guy even passes by wearing certain outfits, they read him already that the shoes cost $500, the jean is probably $600, that one, which I think is very unnecessary. I personally, I'm not of that life, man. It's not about making impressions on people. It's about living within your means and looking presentable before people. Yeah. So there are some goals that we really set for ourselves that sometimes you put a time frame on them, and you say, I would want to have achieved this particular goal by this time, you know. I would have wanted to achieve this particular goal at this set time, but time goes and then you realize I haven't achieved this goal. Then, you know, you become a little bit discouraged and demotivated to say, is it ever gonna happen? And I tell you what, it will happen. Sometimes it will happen. It just requires you to give it time. So Yeah, sometimes it will happen, and sometimes you have to redirect your course altogether. Sometimes it really would happen, and that doesn't mean you should be discouraged. Rather, have hope, you know, have some sort of hope. There are certain things that happened, you know. I know I never spoke about a particular trip that I went to that just made me realize about so many things, which I intended to want. I wanted to do it, but then I was a little unskeptical about it. But last year, 2025, there were certain goals that I had wished and prayed to achieve maybe 2-3 years ago, and really they did happen. And some of them I was really surprised. I was like, oh my word, this really is happening. So some of those goals that you have set for yourself, you feel like they're not coming forth, they're not happening. Keep on believing and keep on trusting and keep on walking towards them. I'm telling you, when you least expect it, doors begin to open that you just were least expecting, you know. Favor begins to come your way. And I tend to think that, you know, at the right time, God makes it happen. If you're a person of faith, then keep on having faith, you know, keep on exercising that faith. Keep on trusting God that He will work it out. He certainly will, you know, He certainly will. And sometimes, it feels like, you pray and the Lord is silent over your prayers. I tell you what, sometimes it's when the answer actually comes, you'll be like, oh my word, I never knew that this was going to happen. So stay motivated and stay encouraged. I know sometimes when you are deep within the valley, you really feel like you're not going to come out, but I tell you, you will come out and you will enjoy the fruits of your labor, even your patience, because patience takes more than just sitting and waiting. Sometimes it's really exercising yourself that I'm not going to go overboard. I'm not going to do foolish things in the meantime while I wait. I'm really going to have faith, exercise faith. I'm not going to be, you know, it takes really discipline and courage also to continue, you know, continue trusting and continue walking in faith and continue walking in hope. And sometimes you become the source of motivation to other people. And by being a source of motivation to other people, you are indirectly actually motivating yourself. So identify that person who needs a helping hand, whether it's going to be some sort of distraction to you, then so be it. Because, you know, sometimes distraction is a very good thing, because when you are occupied with other things and occupied with, you know, when you are busy with certain things, there's something that is keeping you busy. It keeps your mind off from from other stuff, and that is a good thing, you know. That really is a good thing. Yeah, so I think that's really about it in terms of staying motivated and staying grounded. There are certain goals that, you know, you have complete faith and hope that, you know what, I am gonna achieve this goal. I am gonna overcome this particular challenge. Then continue to have faith and hope that you will achieve that goal, however dire the situation may look like, however difficult the situation may look like. You know, there's a solution to it, and there's a time, you know. Wait, there's a particular something that I came across the other day, that a particular lady was actually saying that, you know, the story of Sarah and Abraham, the scripture actually said, and God visited Sarah at the set time, and she made it known that there was no delay. You know, as human beings, we tend to see delay, but it's usually not because of ourselves, but the outside factors that people actually think there's a delay. Let's say, for instance, when you're married and there are no children yet, and 3 years down the line, no children, the seventh year, then a baby comes, and people think you were delayed. There was no delay. It was just a particular time that it was meant to be. Sometimes it's your posture that is being judged. How are you going to, what posture are you going to have towards this particular situation? Are you going to be discouraged? Are you going to despair? Are you going to be down, so down that you can't do your job properly? You can't fulfill other avenues and other areas of your life? Or are you going to be motivated and encouraged? Are you going to be found in labor, perhaps laboring over people's lives, encouraging them and motivating them? In which posture are you actually going to be found? And you know, there's one thing that I've identified within myself, that, you know, when something good actually happens that I've been waiting for, when it does eventually happen, I say to myself, Happy, why didn't you exercise faith? Why were you so down? Why were you so discouraged? I sort of feel embarrassed that happy. You should have just been, you know, in faith. Why were you so in doubt? Why were you so despondent? Why were you so discouraged? You know, look at the thing, that which you wanted is here now. Why weren't you just so motivated? You know? So that particular situation makes me now say, you know what? I wouldn't want to feel embarrassed when the good news comes tomorrow. You know, I wouldn't want to say, oh my word, I should have gone about with my life. I should have gone on to continue and do good things. You know, I don't want that. I want to be found saying I didn't lose hope. I had faith. I exercised faith. I continued. I motivated others. As much as I myself needed the motivation, I motivated others. As much as I myself needed the push, I pushed others, and together we moved forward. We propelled, you know, I propelled the next person. It sort of like also propelled me into the next step ahead, you know. So it's really about what sort of posture you are having within the valley that you are, you know, before you climb the mountain, the peak of the mountain. It's about what posture you are in. Are you desperate? Are you discouraged? Are you ever crying? Are you motivating yourself? Are you really encouraging yourself that, you know what, it's gonna be fine? Because at the end of the day, really, it does, these situations do change. Good is coming your way. You might have been sitting at home for a very long time. For the past 4 years, you are a graduate, and you are not just an average student. You were an A student, a B student, a C student, and you just can't seem to get a job. Maybe that job is waiting for you. Maybe you're being trained. There's a particular posture that is required of you. There's a particular character that is required of you. Maybe where you are being led to, you know, or going, where you are going is something great and something really big. But it requires certain character from you, a humble character, a character that won't look down on others when you're lifted up. You understand? Because, you know, you do have some people, when they are lifted up, they look so down on other people. They forget that you can as well fall from that, you know, from that mountain top that you are. But when you have a posture of humbleness, of meekness, you know, of humility, you don't look down on others. You don't look down on the beggar. You don't look down on the officer guarding the building. You know, that kind of character that attracts people to you, you know, that motivates people about you, regardless of the money that you have. You know, the other time, there's a particular friend of mine. He's in America now with his wife and, children. And this person is a director, or was a director. Now he has another role over the, was a director in the ministry. And I didn't know. The first day I met him, we were actually working on a project together with other people. And I appreciate how he was so concerned over me. He was asking me who I am and what I do. And I loved that. You know, when it's as if I could tell that this person is genuinely asking, not just asking for the sake of asking. And ever since then, we became close friends, and we got involved in other projects that we got to work on together. And I remember this person was even there for me one time when I needed to travel to the north to see my kids, and I didn't have the money. And he just offered me a ride alongside his wife and another friend as well, a free ride for that matter. All I needed to care for was what was my lunch, or my Patcot's money, sort of to say, just put it like that. And this person, and I didn't even know that they held a huge title in the ministry, you know, and he was an executive director. Until one time I had to go to his office. Is it that particular day that he needed to help me type a very important official letter? I'm not so sure if that, but it was that particular day or another maybe reason why I had gone there. And guess what? When we're in the elevator going up, the particular man said, director, you know, Mr. Director, you know, with humility, with honor, you know, he positioned himself in such a manner that he greeted this man with so much honor. And I was like, what? I thought I'm just dealing with a commoner, you know, like that. And, I say to myself, oh my word. And I don't treat people differently. And it's actually a good thing when I don't know what your title is. It's actually a good thing, because then I speak to you like anyone else, you know. And you know, sometimes when people know that you are the CEO, or the person is a CEO, they tend to treat that person with overly, you know, over respect. You know, there's a saying about Alexandra the coppersmith. Oh no, Alexandra the Great. Ah, man. apparently there were people that loved Alexandra because he was Alexandra, and there were people that loved Alexandra because he was Alexandra the Great. And when he was no longer Alexandra the Great, those that loved him because he was Alexandra still remained. So really, it's about treating people with honor and dignity, even in your great title, so that people can have some sort of connection towards you. You know, people can relate with you. So that humility that I saw in that person, wow. And he has continued to go on and show that humility to other people. I just came to realize it's his thing, you know. So we need to be like that. Don't carry your title on your head just because you are the supervisor, you are the CEO, you are this. Doesn't mean you should behave that way, you know, because this is life. Yeah. Let's pause here now. I'll see you shortly.
Hey! sotwa umba funa ai ubuya funa dan.
All I can do is sit and think about the way you used to love me.
What if I couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body ached and always made you late? What if I couldn't wait? Would you still love me? Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we assume are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? What if I'm complicated, always leaving you frustrated? Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. It's a promise I can't make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, love's a risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me?
Again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met and fell in love. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights, so I feel this fight. If I could speak again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights, I would feel this fight. Would you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew were long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? 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 What if I couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body ached and always made you late? What if I couldn't wait? Would you still love me? Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me?
would you still love me? What if I'm complicated, always leaving you frustrated? Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. It's a promise I can't make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, the love's a risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard, when our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades with you, would you still love me?
Again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met and fell in love. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights, so I feel this fight. If I could speak again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met. In love. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights, I would fuel this fire. Would you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew were long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? Would you still love me? Would you still love me?
A beautiful song, Would You Still Love Me, by Brian Nira. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Would You Still Love Me? I think it goes out to married couples, right, Tim? You know, when you say for better, for worse, you don't always know what your worst will be like. But it's a reminder to many people that, hey, you know what? Life might give you a blow, but then would you still love the next person? Would you still love them? Would you still stand by them? That's a good question to married couples out there. And maybe I didn't touch on, for those who might be going through much also in their marriages, please also don't despair, because the stormy cloud does come to an end. So hold on firmly at that particular time before even quitting it and calling all quits. Yeah, I do still, pardon me, I do still stay by my words to say I do not condone abuse in marriages. Where separation is needed, is required, then so be it. Maybe one day we'll talk about that in depthly, but today I hope you taken something from all our discussion today, that let's lend to mind our business and give people privacy also in their space and their lives. As much as we are friends to them or colleagues to them, or yeah, very close to them, doesn't mean we are entitled to everything and anything that they are doing. But for me and Dafa Happy, from Indafa Happy Juju at this point, I say good night, adios, tata. I'll see you again next time on Life Lessons. Goodbye. Stay well.